Hey friend, if you are anything like my clients in labs, you may be wondering, how do I plan for the future when the world feels upside down? More importantly, what should I be focusing on next? So today I'm sharing a short clip from one of our recent coaching calls inside of our labs community. Labs is the space where product-based business owners come together to get clarity, build connection, and practical strategies that they can put to work right away. The clip you're hearing today is from one of our recent coaching calls, like I mentioned, and we're checking in on the state of the economy and talking about what matters most for product brands in this final stretch of the year. So things like keeping your best customers coming back, how to build stronger relationships with both wholesale and direct-to-consumer buyers, and making smarter choices about diversifying your revenue. Now, in these monthly calls and labs, members get to ask their questions, and whether it's me or one of our coaches or the guest experts that we bring in, they're getting direct feedback on what they need in real time. It's an interactive, supportive space that keeps people moving forward in their business. Now, if you like what you hear today and it resonates with you, I'd love for you to consider joining us in our labs community. You can learn more and enroll at prooftoproduct.com/labs. That's prooftoproduct.com/labs. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. I wanted to talk about how folks are feeling. I'm seeing a lot of conversations in our labs community, in our paper camp community, in social media land about a lot of fears, concerns, the unknown about what's happening with the economy, what's happening with tariffs. And I just wanted to hear how you guys are feeling. Exhausted, Netta said. Yeah, exhausted. That seems to be I think what I hear from a lot of folks is overwhelmed, whiplash, unable to prepare because things keep changing. Yeah, the tired, the overwhelmed, those are the common things that I keep hearing. And I'm seeing some of that in the chat right now. And yeah, Netta, the goal post keeps moving too, right? There's no set rules or guidelines, or this is happening now and then it's not happening, or this is changing. And that's making everyone feel stressed and anxious for sure. So here's some things. So I've said this to y'all before, but I'm going to repeat myself. I've been through two economic downturns as a business owner. I started my product-based business in 2008 at the height of a recession. I went to my very first trade show in early 2009, and everyone said I was crazy for spending the money and taking the risk because the market was such crap at the time. And I went, and I did pretty well, and I made a lot of contacts, and it was kind of this pivotal moment in my business. Now, I'm not telling all of you to go exhibit at a trade show. That's not the point of my story. The point of my story is that I kind of just kept pushing through. Now, I was a little bit naive at the time. I was brand new to this business. I was brand new to running my business. I'd done business stuff and been in the corporate world for a very long time, had two MBAs, all that. But it was kind of like blind ignorance and a little bit of just grit and confidence, maybe overconfidence of like, no, I'm going to make this work and I'm going to figure out how. And so I share that story just to say that like, I want to share three like tangible, practical things that you can be thinking about and working on right now in your business. But I also want to tell you that this is like a big mindset thing. This is a big, I'm going to set some boundaries around the news I'm watching. I'm going to, and not ignore things. Like we need to be aware. We need to be advocating for the things that are important to us. But also at the same time, there's a line between like letting it all consume us and like letting that emotionally hurt us or being knowledgeable and still making time to learn and understand what's happening and be advocates while at the same time prioritizing our business. And so the mindset piece of this is protecting our mindset and making sure that we're like focused on our business and focusing on controlling the things that we can control, because there's a lot happening right now that we do not control. We have no say over what's happening with the tariffs. We have no say over what's happening with the de minimis stuff. Like, we have no say over that, but we do have a say over, okay, am I going to be reaching out and connecting with my customers? Am I going to be putting my brand out there more? Am I going to try to be visible? And so focusing on the things that we can control is a big piece of this, okay? And I know that every one of you is dealing with different circumstances and different decisions, many which are tied to finances, which also cause a little bit of anxiety and stress too, right? So anyhow, I want to acknowledge the feelings that you all are having, but I did want to share three different tangible things that you can do to keep the momentum going. And that's my main thing here, that like businesses that survive these types of tough seasons, they're the ones that stay adaptable. They're the ones that continue moving forward, even if it's a small step, even if it's a side step, even if it's a back step before it's a forward step, right? It's the continuing to evolve and continuing to innovate. It's the not getting scared, not digging our head into the sand, just kind of tuning everything out. Like, that's not going to benefit us. And I don't mean to sound like I'm giving a little bit of tough love, but I'm kind of giving some tough love here of like, you need to be aware, you need to be knowledgeable, but you need to keep pushing forward. Okay. So here are three tangible, practical things that I think every product brand should be thinking about right now and focusing on. And these are just things I've been noodling on. You know, I do my best thinking in the shower and in the car when I'm driving kids. So the first one is customer retention. So customer retention is going to be a focal point for you for the remainder of the year, or at least I would like it to be. Those customers, the people that have already purchased from you, whether it's on wholesale or D2C or custom side of things, they love you. They respect you. They trust you. They know you already, right? They are your golden VIPs. So if we can focus on strengthening those relationships instead of focusing on just acquiring new customers, that will be way more beneficial for you to your bottom line for sales. Because what we're talking about here is how to like maintain sales through this hard stuff, right? So what I really want for you is I want you to focus on the retention piece. And so that could include personalized touch points. Maybe it's handwriting a thank you note. Maybe it's leaving an Instagram message that's commenting on their window display. Maybe it's reaching out and asking specifically about if they need a reorder, but doing it in a way that's like, hey, just wholesale clients we're talking right now, but like reaching out and saying, hey, are you low on these items you ordered? You know, like being specific and personalized touch points. I think that's going to make a really big difference. On the D2C side, you know, I think there's things you could do. It's not just discounting and giving out free product, but maybe setting up a reward system or a program for folks to refer their friends and then they get free product or something. Like, we don't want to keep it complicated. I'm not trying to tell you to like reinvent like a whole system for your business, but I want you to really, what I'd like for you is for you to sit down and give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to think about how can I strengthen the relationships that I have with my existing customer base and how can I get them to reorder more frequently and in higher volume. And I know these are things that we're always talking about. These are things that we're always working towards. But if you were to put all of your energy towards these customers instead of focusing on the acquisition piece, I think you would see a good jump or steadiness in sales. And so how many of you are already like putting a lot of your time, effort, and energy into retention? Noelle, I wouldn't do wholesale. Rewards program for wholesale, I've seen it done in a few ways. It's not so much, it's very different than the D2C side of thing. D2C, there's like tech tools and stuff that you can set up in Shopify to set up reward programs there. I've seen VIP tiers for wholesale that include just a little more handholding, a little more higher customer service. Maybe they get first access to product and things like that. You could definitely do something like that. Morgan says she definitely am. You better be, Morgan. You and I talk about it so much. I know you are. Carolyn says, not as much as I should. Hey, no shame, Carolyn. There's a lot of folks that our attention is pulled so much in so many directions, right? Like we still need new customers to come in the door. But also when the economy is down, when there's these tariff concerns, when there's all these external factors, like what can we do? What can we hone in on to ensure that our sales stay steady? And retention is definitely a piece of that. Brittany says, I send regular emails and offer sales sparingly, but otherwise don't do a ton for retention. Yeah, Brittany, I would definitely turn your attention towards it. The nurture piece, the personal touch points, it's really going to go a long way. Okay, so that's the first tangible thing I wanted to talk through that's going to help to keep the sales steady when things turn sour. And this is not just for right now, but it's for any time, right? The second thing is trimming what's not working. So this is where taking a hard look at your business and doing an audit about your product line, your expenses, your marketing tactics that you're doing. Basically, and don't do these all at once. We're going to do it piece by piece, because if we tried to do it all at once, that would be really overwhelming. But like, let's say you would look at your product line. If there are products in your line that are not performing, not selling well, they're just kind of hanging out, let's go ahead and get rid of them. Let's try to offload them. Let's try to get the cash boost from it. Let's remove that from any part of your ecosystem so you don't have to think about them anymore. We do have a training on discontinuing. I forgot to pull that link ahead of time. Josie, if you're on the call, do you mind grabbing that link to drop it in? So auditing what is not working and releasing it is kind of the next tangible thing you can do. That includes looking at your expenses too. Are you paying for tech tools that you're not really using? Are you paying for a community subscription that you're not really using? It's okay to cancel things or to pause things or to come back to them later when you're feeling ready. But I think when the economy starts, when we have to look at what we can control, we can't control where we're spending our money or which products we're pursuing or which sales channels we're pursuing or which marketing tactics we're pursuing. And we really need to get clear on what's working and what's not working so that we can do more of what's working. And by releasing the things that are not working, whether it's an expense or product category or a SKU that's not working very well, you're freeing yourself up to not think about that anymore. You're freeing yourself up to focus on doing more of the things that are actually working. So again, you're kind of regaining control and you're focusing on where you can make a difference in your business. Okay, so that's the second. The first thing is retention, leaning into retention, sales, focus there. Two, trimming what's not already working. You can also use, we had that, I did the trim the to-do list training inside of Labs where I kind of talked about trim, trash, like I ran you through the four T's. You could also utilize that for some of this stuff too. That training specifically was about delegating actions and projects and things like that, but you could also use it generally in your business to be like, okay, what are we doing that we don't need to do any more of? What could we postpone or pause for right now? What are we going to keep and treasure and put more energy into? Like that would kind of help you there. Okay, so that's the second thing. The third thing that I'm a little bit on the fence about this one, because again, I think that having more focus is better for you in the long run. But one thing you can try when things start to dip in the economy is work within new sales channels. So if something is feeling sluggish on the direct-to-consumer side, maybe you allocate more time to wholesale or vice versa. During economic downturns, we also see a lot of people that go back to some more service-based type projects. So, you know, whether that's custom art or custom products that they're creating for people or licensing and things like that. So those are options as well. I do want to mention here that I want you to be mindful of your capacity though, because sometimes like adding a new sales channel can feel like a shiny object. It can feel like a distraction. And that will take you away from focusing on the things that are truly working. Because again, I want you to do more of what's working, less of what's not. And so the adding a new sales channel is a little more experimental. But if you're not feeling like you have traction in one, let's do an audit and see what's working, what's not working. And then let's go deeper in the things that are working. But also some of you might be at the stage of business where it makes sense to add another layer, another revenue stream. So if that's the case, that's one thing I wanted to recommend as my third option there. All right. This was just one small portion of our larger coaching call inside of our Labs community. We also discussed high touch outreach trends, product sourcing, trade show recaps, and how to nurture wholesale buyers. If you want to listen to the full coaching call replay, you got to come join us inside of Labs. You can do that at prooftoproduct.com/labs, and you'll gain immediate access to past coaching calls as well as our learning library. And this learning library has on-demand trainings, templates, more. It's just so robust. There's always something you could be learning there. So again, you can join our community by enrolling at prooftoproduct.com/labs. All right. Thanks for tuning in today and listening until the end. I hope this was a helpful pep talk to help you finish the year strong, even when things feel a little bit uncertain. I'll be back next week with a new episode.